The primal chaos. The blind idiot god. The demon sultan. Azathoth. It's difficult to discuss any of the other powerful deities in the Lovecraft mythos without first discussing Azathoth. Azathoth is unquestionably the most powerful and most feared of the outer gods, and has a pivotal role in the entire mythos. Azathoth was first mentioned by H.P. Lovecraft in a note he wrote to himself that read, "Azathoth, hideous name," followed by a separate note that read, "A terrible pilgrimage to seek the knighted throne of the far demon sultan Azathoth." Lovecraft attempted to work this idea into a full novel, but all that remains is a 500-word fragment titled Azathoth. Lovecraft would go on to mention the Outer God's name in The Dream Quest of Unknown Kadath, The Whisperer in Darkness, The Dreams in the Witch House, and The Haunter in the Dark. Though Lovecraft mentioned Azathoth's name multiple times throughout various stories, the god himself was never described in detail, nor met by any character. Other writers would continue this trend, speaking of Azathoth in only hushed tones and fragments of nightmares. Azathoth is located at the center of all existence, though some wilder theories speculate he's actually located at the center of our planet. Azathoth is generally described as a shapeless, chaotic mass, surrounded by the servitors of the outer gods, whose purpose is to endlessly play the accursed flutes and maddening drums to keep Azathoth slumbering. Azathoth is the head of the outer gods, likely being their creator, and it is generally believed that Azathoth is responsible for creating the entire universe. There are a number of theories related to Azathoth and his existence. One theory says that Azathoth is merely a puppet himself for an even greater, infinitely more horrible creature. Another says that Azathoth wasn't always blind or an idiot, but was involved in a great cosmic war aeons and aeons ago, leaving him as the only surviving remnant. Another theory entirely, and one that I agree with, is that Azathoth's creations only exist in his dreams, and that is our current existence. Azathoth knows not what he dreams, but everything from the primordial bacteria on Earth up to Yog-Sothoth himself is a figment of Azathoth's imagination. When, not if, Azathoth awakens, we will wink out of existence, and Azathoth will be left alone yet again. Since I support this theory, this will have a lot to do with my thoughts on Nyarlathotep as well, but that's for a separate video. Azathoth's cultists on Earth are few, and absolutely a completely insane group of people. It's difficult, then, to ascertain what a cultist of Azathoth then believes, but it assuredly is a profoundly nihilistic worldview. Generally, they wish to summon Azathoth, or a fragment of Azathoth, into the mortal world to bring destruction and madness. Azathoth shows no favoritism towards his cultists, as he is likely not even aware of their existence. But a cultist would either refuse to believe that, or not care anyways. It's unclear if any of his cultists have ever succeeded in conjuring forth part of Azathoth, although some claim that the Tunguska event was actually caused by Azathoth, and not by a meteor. It is often said that Azathoth is not the creature's true name, which not even the Necronomicon itself holds. Azathoth's true name commands respect and fear within most entities in the Mythos universe. Like I've said before, your canon can be whatever you wish when it comes to the Mythos, so think what you want about Azathoth. Azathoth is a very interesting part of the Mythos in my personal opinion, because he really represents what cosmic horror is all about. The completely apathetic existence of an alien creature that is completely outside our realm of understanding. There is no relating to Azathoth, no comprehension, and no sympathy. When Azathoth awakens, we don't.